بدل تأول مكة فور. So just to read back from last time, just the last paragraph. Once a certain priest, quote, Father Sopoku, asked me to pray for him. I promised to pray and asked for a mortification. When I received permission for a certain mortification, I felt a great desire to give up all the graces that God's goodness would intend for me that day in favor of that priest. And I asked the Lord Jesus to die and to bestow on me all the sufferings and afflictions, both exterior and spiritual, that the priest would have had to suffer during that day. God partially answered my request, and at once all sorts of difficulties and adversities sprang up out of nothing, so much so that one of the sisters remarked out loud that the Lord Jesus have had a hand in this, because everyone was trying Sister Faustina. The charges made were so groundless that there were some sisters put forward, others denied, while I offered all these in silence on behalf of the priest. So she offered all. And Jesus allowed it to happen many times. It's a courage to offer for the sake of another person. But that was not all. I began to experience interior sufferings. First, I was seized by depression and aversion towards the sisters. Then a kind of uncertainty began to trouble me. I couldn't recollect myself during prayer, and various things would like hold of my mind. When tired out, I entered the chapel. A strange pain seized my soul, and I began to weep softly. Then I heard in my soul a voice saying, "My daughter, why are you weeping? After all, you yourself offered to undertake these sufferings. Know that what you have taken upon yourself for the soul is only a small portion. He's suffering much more." And I asked the Lord, "Why are you treating me like this?" The Lord answered me that it was for the triple crown meant for him, that of virginity, the priesthood, and martyrdom. Father Sopoku is the one who helped her to promote the divine mercy. To do things for Jesus, so much suffering, not just easygoing things. At that moment, a great joy flooded my soul at the sight of the great glory that is going to be his in heaven. Right away, I said the Te Deum, this is the Latin for thanksgiving praise, for the special grace of God, namely of learning how God treats those he intends to have close to himself. Thus, all sufferings are nothing in comparison with what awaits us in heaven. So even we suffer only part of suffering. So one day after our Mass, I suddenly saw my confessor, Father Sopoku, sing Mass in St. Michael's Church in front of the picture of Mother of God. It was at the time of the offertory, and I saw the infant Jesus clinging to him as if fleeing from something and asking refuge in him. The baby Jesus goes towards Father's sepulchre. It's a symbol, no? But when the time came for Holy Communion, Jesus disappeared as usual. Suddenly, I saw the Blessed Mother, who shielded him with her cloak and said, "Courage, my son, courage." He said something else, which I could not hear. Oh, how ardently I desire the very soul would praise your mercy. Happy is the soul that calls upon the mercy of the Lord. It will see that the Lord will defend it as his glory, as he said. And he would dare fight against God. All you souls, praise the Lord's mercy by trusting in his mercy all your life, and especially at the hour of your death. And fear nothing, dear soul, whoever you are. The greater the sinner, the greater his right to your mercy. Oh, incomprehensible goodness, God is the first to stoop to the sinner. Oh, Jesus, I wish to glorify your mercy on behalf of thousands of souls. I know very well, oh my Jesus, that I am to keep telling souls about your goodness, about your incomprehensible mercy. So very important to say the chapel Divine Mercy every day, especially when you visit the sick or the dying. Say this Divine Mercy together with that person. Though that person might not respond at times, if you're not disturbing others, say it aloud that he can hear the words. That is trust, because it's a real temptation not to trust. On that occasion, after a person had asked me for prayer, when I met the Lord, I said to him, "Jesus, I especially love those souls whom you love." And Jesus answered, "And as for me, I bestow special graces on those souls for whom you intercede." So a special favor. After the Sunday of Divine Mercy, we invite the relic of Sister Faustina coming here in this church. As if not last year, the year before, we have her for a month, right? You remember? So we hope to that her presence, we ask more special grace for her. She's the one who praying, especially for Divine Mercy. She's the secretary, not only on earth, even in heaven today. I think if we have this courage to come so early to listen to her diary, or we start, you know, into some, not to know, some somehow we started this diary, I think Faustina is working hard. He is praying hard for us. We don't know. We might just take it casually, but nothing is casual before the Lord. Everything is for our benefit of our soul. All things for the glory, for his glory and for our soul. How wondrous! Jesus defends me. Truly, this is the great grace of God which I have experienced for a long time now. Once, when one of our sisters became fatally ill and all the community was gathered together, there was also a priest there who gave the sister absolution. Suddenly, I saw many spirits of darkness. Then, forgetting that I was with the sisters, I seized the holy water, sprinkled, and sprinkled the spirits, and they disappeared at once. However, when the sisters came to the refectory, Mother Superior, Sister Borgia, remarked that I should not have sprinkled the sick sister in the presence of the priest, as this was his duty. accepted the admonition in a spirit of penance. But holy water is indeed of great help to the dying. So maybe apparently doing a little bit more than should. It's a priest's function to sprinkle the sick. Not that just say, but then she see the devil surrounding, she says, kick out the spirit. My Jesus, you see how weak I am of myself. Therefore, you yourself direct my affairs. And know, Jesus, that without you, I will not budge for any cause. But with you, I will take on the most difficult thing. So with Jesus, we have the courage to carry our cross. Without him, it's difficult, it's really. I remember one of the passage from other sources that John the Baptist was beheaded, right? By that time, Jesus and our Heavenly Mother was beside John the Baptist. I think, of course, Jesus knew that John will be beheaded, so he carried her mother, of course, in a mysterious way to visit John the Baptist before he died. So it's important. So we can imagine when John the Baptist saw the soldiers coming to his cell, he's assured Mary and Jesus is by himself. Of course, the soldiers couldn't see the presence of these two persons. He is so calm. So much so for us, keep Jesus and Mary by our side, even though nobody by our side on our dying bed, we have been secured. Don't be afraid. Many times we are afraid, oh, your beloved is up by your side. Sometimes very interesting. Many times people go away when the people just, you know, they wait 2 hours, 2 days, 3 days, they're so tired, and just, I will go back to wash myself a little bit, or just a cup of coffee. And that time Jesus invites you to go to see him. It's lonely. It happened so many times. I don't know whether you have this experience. You wait, and still alive, so might be in another 3-4 hours. Just when you go out to eat something, that's a couple of minutes, maybe. January 29th, 1936. In the evening when I was in my cell, I suddenly saw great lights and a dark grey cross high up within the lights. Suddenly, I found myself caught up close to the cross. I gazed at it intensely, but could not understand anything. And so I prayed, asking what it could mean. At that moment, I saw the Lord Jesus, and the cross disappeared. The Lord Jesus was sitting in a great light, and his neck up to the knees were drowned in the light so that I could not see him, I could not see them. Jesus bent toward me, looked at me kindly, and spoke to me about the will of the Heavenly Father. He told me that the most perfect and holy soul is the one that does the will of the Father. But there are not many such, and that he looks with special love upon the soul who loves his will. And Jesus told me that I was doing the will of God perfectly. And for this reason, I'm united myself with you and communing with you in a special and intimate way. So when we want to be close to the Lord, first very important thing, everything, try to do the will of the Father. By intention, first of all. And have this trust. And with this peace of mind, have a joyful mind, humble mind to do the will of God. And that's please Jesus. And Jesus will come to you. Jesus said, not too many souls are yearning for to doing the will of God. When he say, I follow him. But as a matter of fact, they are not really following him because at times we are reluctant to do something difficult, something you don't like. Maybe that's the will of God. By that time, you lose the grace. And Jesus can approach a person that is without grace. Of course, you are not without grace, but still far from grace. Jesus can approach you very much unless you really live in him. Then he can come to you. But your mind, heart, not just come to Jesus. When you come to Jesus, means you want to do the will of God perfectly. Try to. You want to. That's a proposition. Without this disposition, we say many, many good things to the Lord, but your heart is, you know, Jesus there, but your heart is beating the other way. You want to come, but if you don't have enough love, how can Jesus come to you? He wants to come to you. God embraces with his incomprehensible love the soul who lives by his will. I understood how much God loves us, how simple he is, though incomprehensible, and how easy it is to commune with him despite his great majesty. So Jesus is simple. We are complicated. We think so many things, so many conditions. Jesus has no condition. Simple, straightforward. You love, he's like baby. And you show your welcoming face, smiling, inviting, just jump to you, kiss you, try to embrace you. This is Jesus. He is a baby. If Jesus say, when you follow me, learn from me, simple heart, simple mind, simple. Beautiful. With no one do I feel as free, as much as ease as with him. Even you talk to free to a person, they might doubt what your intention. Maybe why you're so good to me. Keep the distance at times to protect yourself. Many times, if someone so genuinely good to you, you hesitate. Are you sure? What do you mean? But Jesus, always simple. Don't worry with Jesus. Jesus won't take advantage of you. Maybe some friends at times are good to you at some certain moment. Maybe at the end they ask you for some favor. Could be, no? More or less sometimes our love is conditional. Try to be good, return good. Even a mother and a truly loving child do not understand each other so well as God and I do. So even as if a mother loves the child, not necessary, because the child his mind. But Jesus is not. The simplicity, Jesus is very one with you. Only that we are not one with him. When Jesus prayed, they all may be one. Surely Jesus would one with all of us. The problem is we are not one with the Lord. We are distracted by many, many things, many intentions. When I was in that state of communion with God, I saw two particular persons, and their sad interior condition was revealed to me. They were in a sorrowful state, but I trust that they too will glorify the mercy of God. I think these are two souls, might be in purgatory, you know. At the same time, I saw a certain person, Father Sopoko, and in part, the condition of his soul and the cordials God was sending him. His sufferings were of the mind, in the form of so acute that they pitied him and said to the Lord, "Why do you treat him like that?" Poor Father Sopoku. And the Lord answered, "For the sake of his triple crown." And the Lord also gave me to understand what unimaginable glory awaits a person who resembles the suffering Jesus on earth. So whatever you suffer, you resemble the kind of suffering of Jesus. That person will resemble Jesus in his glory. So on earth suffer, may Jesus on earth, though so. The Heavenly Father will recognize him and glorify our soul to the extent that he in us a resemblance of his Son. So on earth we live so much so as his Son, suffering, forgiving, always doing the will of God. If on earth we are doing the things that his Son is Jesus, then in heaven, God the Father will welcome us to his glory, because we are walking the same direction, the same footpath as Jesus. So today, we have even some suffering, something you always ask the question, why is to you not this, and why you in this family and not that family, why you born there and not born here, why you're this color, not that color, why you're so tall and not so short, and there's so many why, and so on. You're so pity, so much pity. Be joyful. If you're too pretty, woe for you. You will be, might be, go down. So if you close the door. I understood that this assimilation into Jesus is granted to us while we were here on earth. I see pure and innocent souls upon whom God has exercised his justice. These souls are the victims who sustain the world and who fill up what is lacking in the passion of Christ. They are not many in number. I rejoice greatly that God has allowed me to know such souls. O Holy Trinity, Eternal God, I thank you for allowing me to know the greatness and the various degrees of glory to which souls attain. Oh, what a great difference of depth in the knowledge of God there is between one degree and another. Oh, if people could only know this, oh my God, if I were thereby able to attain one more degree, I would gladly suffer all the torments of the martyrs put together. Truly, all those torments seem as nothing to me compared to the glory that is awaiting us for all eternity. O Lord, immerse my soul in this ocean of your divinity and grant me the grace of knowing you. For the better I know you, the more I desire you, and the more my love for you grows. I feel in my soul an unfathomable abyss which only God can fill. I lose myself in him as I drop thus in the ocean. The Lord has inclined himself to my misery like a ray of sun upon a barren and rocky desert. And yet, under the influence of his rays, my soul has become covered with verdure, flowers, and fruit, and has become a beautiful garden for his repose. My Jesus, despite your graces, I see and feel all my misery. I begin my day with battle, and end it with battle. As soon as I conquered one obstacle, 10 will appear to take its place. But I'm not worried, because I know that this is a time of struggle, but peace. When the burden of the battle became too much for me, I threw myself like a child into the arms of the Heavenly Father and trust I will not perish. Oh, my Jesus, how prone I am to to evil. And this force it forces me to be constantly vigilant. But I do not lose heart. I trust God's grace, which abounds in the worst misery. So you can imagine. Yes, and yes, and yes. As if an unending yes to the suffering Jesus is giving us to share. But don't worry. Not just to pray, not just prepare, to tell us there might be sometimes more to prepare heavenly praise, but just be joyful. Because by the time you suffer, you are more close to Jesus. Jesus is with you. I'm with you at the end of the world. So whatever cross you are, you're taking his cross, part of his cross, his partial cross. Or on when we have the way of the cross, we have the blessing of the relic of the little cross. We have these relics. So we take just the little relic of the cross, just a small part. Jesus is a sign that Jesus is close to you. He loves you so much that you can share his sufferings. So you only have other people who love you to share your mind, share suffering. If you're suffering some sorrowful things in your family, you call your best friend. Mary, pray for me. I'm in trouble. My sister's in trouble. Please, pray for me. You ask a good friend. Jesus is your good friend. Maybe it's this time Jesus calling you. Mary, please help me. Some soul is very sick. Please, offer a little bit. Don't just all the time looking for nothing. I'm here, I'm with you. Offer it. I'm with you. Believe that. That's the way. We have peace. Otherwise, we're just wondering, where got the peace? No peace. Only the time you anchored in the Lord. That's the only way with your peace. No Christ, no peace. But our Christ is very simple. It's not complicated. The more you love him, the more you got the love. Not that he loved you. He loves you much. Only you can hold him because you don't have love. That's the problem. No. In the middle of the worst difficulties and adversities, I do not lose inner peace or exterior balance, and this discourages my adversaries. Patience in adversity gives power to the soul. So this last word, patience. Be patient and smile, especially when you're suffering. And always this little word, thank you, Jesus. Because whatever you suffer, you are in him, with him, through him. You know? So this is not something in the mass we say, through him, you know. That's very superficial. And it's really, God loves us so much. Genuine. I like another word. First, this word is, what's the last word?
Patience.
Another word, simple. Jesus is simple. Not so complicated. You know, our Jesus is so simple. He has no complication. Because we're so complicated, we doubt that Jesus is complicated the same. That's the way we are thinking of him. It's original. No, you know, we are not making this way. You understand? Originally, we are all in the image of the Blessed Trinity. All perfect image of the Blessed Trinity. All perfect love for one another. Only then temptation comes. Only then, like the Satan, they are proud. They don't want to be following God. They want to be God. Me too. Certain sense, we want to take God's place. I can. And you're telling yourself, God is not listening. I will do it. You know, as if you are the boss of yourself. And many times, experience to us It's not you. Anyway, be happy. Be simple this time. Simple and patience. These two things. Patient, first of all, with yourself. Patient with yourself. A simple heart. Great smile to people. Because you have Jesus. Tell yourself, you will live like Jesus. Jesus is so simple. So accepting. So ready. You too. Ready to forgive. Is it great? It's great. Jesus is simple. So don't think so many things. Oh, for years, she doesn't forgive me. How can today? Don't worry. You like Jesus. Maybe still she's not forgiving you. Doesn't matter. Jesus standing here. We are not forgiven many times. But Jesus is always patient. Patient. So we need like... So it's a good image that we are the living tabernacle. No matter where we go, keep Jesus. Remind yourself, Jesus in you. As if you are another Jesus. Keep it. And keep that simple as Jesus. Always ready to embrace people. Yeah. And be patient. Jesus doesn't matter. If you are not ready yet, he's still waiting. Just like Jesus. And this is our peace. Peace comes from patience and simplicity.